next Kinnah, we'll say that from this Kinnah onwards, we'll say all the Kinnahs straight. This, the Kinnah starts the what's called the Tzioins, the Kinnahs that talk about Eretz Yisrael. And first of all, he expresses two types of Asirim, two types of prisoners. There's Shlema Sirayich, Tzion Aletisha Shlema Sirayich. Eretz Yisrael should be Deirish, the people that are stuck in Golis, that are tied down and imprisoned in Golis. Dorshe Shlemech V'yasad Arayich, they're the ones who seek you. And then it says, Ushleim Asir Tikva, and look, so one is to look for the person who's caught up there, and you need to reach out to him. And then there's a Shleim Asir Tikva. There's someone who's bound to you. The word Asir means jail, but it means bound. Lashon Asir Barhatim, it's the same thing really. Noisen D'moa B'tal Chermoin V'nichsav D'ritam Arayich. He pours out tears like the dew of Hermon, and his only wish is that it fall on your mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave different types of bechias in the Bria, and there's a bechi of Nechama, which is someone cries and the crying calms him down. And this is, Bechia plays a very important role. We saw in Mishnah and Chinuch and others who speak about the need for Bechia as part of Avelus, because that gives a person, it helps them come to grips. It helps give closure to something that's gone and is not coming back again. And that's Bechia, that's the Chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. There's a Gzeira that a Chai Yinat Misnachem, and there are tears of garguim. There are tears of longing. When somebody is away and he's stuck, you know that he's alive, and you await the person. That's called garguim, and that has its own type of bechi. Asiri tikva means the people that are bound to you with longing, they are margish that it's as chai, and what they want to see is they want it back again. Rabbi Alevi guides us with his emotions to the Gagurim to Eretz Yisrael. And what's important is, if I can give a crude muscle, imagine somebody lost someone, a close person, a father, mother, and person is from Umas Olam, and he's mourning that he lost someone, and the embalmer, the funeral home, brings him back an embalmed body. It looks exactly, it's the exact body, frozen, perfect, touched up, wonderful. For the person who's only who that's all they really had, so that's a chatzin nechama. I mean, because they wanted the handsome mustache, the nice this, the nice that, and there he has it. It's in perfect condition. A person who has any sense of a chiyus, any sense of what the teichin was, then it's a mockery. What do you mean? I have my father back. I have a statue. I have my father back. Where's the chachma? Where's the smile? Where's the eyes? Where's the klum? So it's a frozen stone. Rabbi Alevi expresses it in the Kuzari about the religion of Umas Olam imitating temples is not, but it's stone. There's no life to it. Eretz Yisrael, but there is. It says by the Navi Yecheskel, I do have. There is a dogma where there's something of it in place. Navi Yecheskel was told to be Mechaye Mesim, or does Atzomis, and he says, gather together that Atzomis, and speak now that Atzomis will gather together, and there'll be flesh over it, and then call on the Ruach, Ufchi Ruach Behem, and they'll come alive. So imagine somebody is witnessing. Somebody has lost a close one. And it's that time when Yecheskel comes and he makes Tchias HaMeisim. And he watches bones come together and flesh and skin forming over the bones. And a tzivui to bring Ruach into it. So that's thrilling. That's a minute before. The Seder HaAdam is that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the guf, and then it's Vayipak Ba'atov. So we're right there. The Dveikus to Eretz Yisrael, even B'Churbana, it's not because, if it's a historical artifact, if it's an archaeological finding, that's dead. So that it's a museum piece. Museums aren't exciting. It's what was. It's a basic kfaris. That's Eretz Yisrael, the regesh we have to Eretz Yisrael, even b'churbana, and it's something that we need to understand. We're going to be say nachem by mincha, and people complain. What do you mean hachareva and so on? I mean Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim is built in a way it was never built before. So it depends. If a person thinks that buildings are what made Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, then it's a statue. It's like having, you want your father back here, here's a mummy. It's exactly preserved wonderfully. That's if anything that it brings out much greater tsar. If I look at it and understand that maybe it's a minute before there's a fchi ruach, then it's a whole different world. Then I look at Eretz Yisrael, how much Avas Hashem, how much Avas Ben Chaveri, how much Torah is there, how much Kol Tefillah, how much is there Toiv, how much of what Eretz Yisrael is, Linas HaTzedek, how much of it is there? So when a person sees it, and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi walks us through Eretz Yisrael, his Eretz Yisrael, says, this is the place where Avraham Avinu lived, where somebody was willing to at the age of 100 to be Maisa Nefesh and to mal himself and to Rachnasorchim and this and that. And this is where Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is where this Eretz Yisrael has in itself the makom chalois of all this ruach. This is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. The only place HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever communicated with people was Eretz Yisrael. It's the only place in the world that has that skula. Understanding Eretz Yisrael as a kli kibul and anticipating the shleimus of Amos Eretz Yisrael is the reverence for the fragments, because those fragments will come back and they'll be the person again that was. Never lose sight of the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Hashras Hashchina. It's the makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shefech His Ruach on His Nevi'im and where Toiv Se Torah and the Sanhedrin sat, and this is where the Kaveh Ma'adim, the heart, that beat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world was Eretz Yisrael. So to become, we need to become a Sirei Tikva. We need to become bound with Gaguim to Eretz Yisrael. The Gaguim to Eretz Yisrael is that every piece that we find, and Baruch Hashem, there's a guf being built. But what gives us hope and pride and Gaguim is the sense that the guf is being built and still a ruach in it. That it's that some is coming together and the guf come together. We're techas v'sholom as a guf, it's a mockery. As a guf that's going to have a neshama soon, as a guf that has traces of a neshama and there's beginning of it, that's the Asir Tikva of Eretz Yisrael. And so Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the other ones subsequently, in each own way, it's giving us that sense to be misgageh to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll see the end, and then we'll see the two prakim on the Horm of Europe.